USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris has been taking calls with world leaders on behalf of President Biden. She recently fielded calls from Emmanuel Macron of France and Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau. As far as when we can expect President Biden to call Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, White House spokesman Jen Psaki says,
his first call with a leader in the region will be with Prime Minister Netanyahu. It will be soon.
More than 4 million people in Texas remain without power. Houston Mayor Democrat Sylvester Turner believes people have a right to be frustrated due to the long power outages in the region.
It's been a very difficult period, and it's even more difficult when you can't tell people specifically how much longer will they be without power.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA and their efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest-rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
Tax filing season is now underway after a delayed start, and it's expected to bring challenges and confusion as taxpayers and the IRS navigate pandemic-related issues, including some pertaining to stimulus checks. Many people also receiving pandemic unemployment insurance, to which Paul Miller, founder of Miller & Company LLP, tells me,
both the federal and the state unemployment are taxed, and so far what we've seen in the state of New York is the federal unemployment is included with the state unemployment. So when you get your statement from the government, it includes both the federal and the state.
A young girl injured in a crash involving a former Kansas City Chiefs coach is awake after 11 days. The update was posted on the GoFundMe page that's seeking donations for her medical expenses. Kansas City police are continuing to investigate the crash involving Britt Reed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New coronavirus variants may require better contact tracing.
Researchers have found a new batch of coronavirus variants in the United States that appear to have the same genetic mutation. The variants share a mutation to the gene that affects how the virus enters the human body. The study's authors say they're not yet sure if it makes the virus more contagious, but they fear that may be the case. Dr. Jonathan Reiner is the director of the cardiac cath lab at George Washington University Hospital, and he tells CNN that the recent discovery shows that the U.S. needs to put more effort into tracking possible variants.
Viruses mutate. This virus has been mutating from the beginning. There are dozens of variants that have been identified, maybe more, over the last year. But what this does show is that we really need to rebuild our genomic surveillance program and identify in real time when these variants emerge.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Brian Sims announced that he's running for Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania. Sims made headlines in 2019 when he filmed himself in front of a Planned Parenthood abortion facility offering a cash reward to anyone in his social media audience who could provide the names of three teenage girls who had been praying outside the abortion facility. Facebook pulled Sims' video and the lawmaker issued a statement in which he promised to do better. More news can be found online by checking out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.